Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is a Some of You show. My name is Alisa.
My name is Liz. Hello to everybody.
Hello.
Hello, listening live or otherwise. And we did say a quick hello before we got on the air, and you alerted me that we've had somebody waiting in the queue. So I think, why don't we just dive in with the phone call?
Sounds good. This is area code 912. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Maria.
Maria.
Is this Tessa's mom?
Yes.
Maria. Yeah. We just got a call from Maria. Darling, what's going on?
I don't know. I've just been frustrated the last couple weeks, and I don't know which way to go.
All right, well, Mahogany, you do know where you're going to. You don't get the joke?
I
you don't get the joke?
I got the joke.
Okay, well, let's laugh. That's number one. Number one. Number one. Okay. Number one. And you know what's so interesting? The same way Maria opened her sentence with the, now I know where Tessa gets it from. Tessa does the same thing. That's very interesting. So the first step is in your approach, and to really put things into perspective. And my suspicion is that whatever is going on, and you do not need to share the story with us because it's just a story, okay? You do not need to share the details, but my suspicion is that this is part of a cycle, not so much a pattern. Two things I mean here. One, every few years, I think it's like every 7 years, we go through major shifts. And during those shifts, during those cycles, and I'm no astrologer, I'm just some chick on the radio. When these shifts happen, it's an opportunity to review patterns which no longer serve you and to make the very evolved grown-up choice to choose how you will continue to perceive and see things, or how you will continue to engage in a pattern. And if you make that choice to see things differently, you break the pattern. So I feel like there's a misperception that you are perceiving that you are at the mercy of other people and of old patterns and of old dynamics. And I have a feeling that you're done sort of being painted into a corner that you never got the paint for. You didn't even pick those colors.
Yeah.
So I feel that that's kind of what's going on. And I don't know you at all except for the occasional phone call. But what I'm picking up energetically, Maria, is that because you have done for others your entire life. And I'm not getting just as an adult, as a mom, and all. I'm getting you were put into some crazy situations as a very young child, having to be witness to circumstances and sort of take on and uphold certain responsibilities that your brain really wasn't wired to accommodate at the time. Please let me know if I'm picking up this energy correctly.
You're right.
Thank you. And it kind of reminds me of, which whenever I've heard this story that Maya Angelou had given about her childhood, that her 6-year-old brother had to take her at 3 or 4 on the train, no adults, because they were being shuttled about. and mm-hmm. how she had this regard for her brother, who had to be at six, had to act as a in the best way, that his version of a responsible adult.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where you know you have the wisdom, you have the experience, you have the presence of mind, and you have the voice. You're so used to not having a voice because that's what you were taught, that's why you're feeling very uncomfortable, and I'm sensing that you're feeling a bit stuck.
Yes.
But this is the only way for you to get, for that energy to get your attention. So in the way that is the most effective happens to be the most impactful and oftentimes the most painful, because it certainly has your attention, and that's good.
Mm-hmm.
So now that you are wide awake to this, you can start making some very powerful choices, because you are also very aware that whatever chapters remain in the book of your life,
mm-hmm.
that is about you honoring your needs for a change. People will sense this unconsciously. People will be triggered. You might hear things, maybe you've heard it already, I don't know. You might hear, or maybe you've heard already, you've changed, what's wrong? Not a damn thing. Not a damn, if anything, you're doing things for you for a change. And
mm-hmm.
it might trigger some people. That's not your problem. So I think this is a gateway to some freedom that you're not used to it.
No.
So that's my message, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it, and I will pass this on to Elisa.
Well, Maria, we have a, that's been a big theme the last few shows. A lot of people who've called in,
uh-huh.
both people we've not met before and people who are very close to us. In fact, ourselves as well. We are all going through these big shifts, these big epiphanies, and it's not like it happens overnight, because that feeling, that it could have happened. I know I would say, like, maybe for Liz, it's happened. It's been happening for a while, but it probably hit its head a few months ago,
girl.
And then everything, even if she didn't face it directly, because the way she would do it directly would probably not be the right solution at that moment.
Well, I didn't want to go to jail.
What would happen? So. Big things, like little things that really support her, from the daily practice she would do with a meditation or a course that would allow her to just, you know, let's review some things. That was stuff just for her, to finding a book on healing foods, so food that would support her. And this is not necessarily food that she could, you know, that everyone in her family is going to eat. They may not be mm-hmm. too jazzed about it. It's a lot of vegetables. It's a lot of, you know, that type of thing. But it was for her. So she has mm-hmm. made these changes, and that was what she needed to do for her. Now, other people, I would say, even though what other people think about what you're doing is, you know, it's not your problem, because you're dealing with your own stuff. But yeah, I know it has an effect. There's an effect when you change, or if someone else changes in your life, whether it's for better or for worse. When someone mm-hmm. else makes changes and you're around that person and you're trying to figure it out, then you become involved in that, you know, and you may have an opinion on it. But you could be affected to it, affected by it to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes both ways. But obviously, the only thing you have control over is yourself. So the things that Liz was picking up on, I love this, because, you know, for me, I need to hear detail. And I love, because Liz is like, you know, this is all I need to hear. This is what I'm picking up on. I think if we both did that, Liz, this show would be like 5 hours long. It'd be like, but instead, there are some things inherent by you being a woman, you know, by you being a Black woman, and by you being a mother, that you just take on. And I have no doubt that there are things that you have just done that you just assume, well, I have to do this because no one else is going to do it. I have to do it. And now when those things have kind of eased up, and maybe the things that you were having to take care of, you know that someone else will probably take care of it, probably the people involved, they could take care of it themselves. But the way the cycle has, the pattern or the dynamic has gone on is that you go into your default setting of trying to take care of it for other people. You know, whether that's one aspect of it, and that's just, you know, that's just what we do. For you to take a moment and pause, which is partly why these cycles come through, because some things will kind of stick out in a big way for you. And that feeling of not being free motivates you to go deeper, which you need to do. And instead of, like, you know, trying to manipulate the circumstances by, you know, I don't know, whatever we think, oh, if someone else could just do this, then I'd be okay. When you realize you can just do some things for yourself and not feel guilty about it, or make some choices strictly for yourself, and you start feeling a little bit better, and then all of a sudden that heaviness of, well, I don't want to have to do this. I don't want to have to deal with other people. That's not even going to be a concern. That's just been a theme and a big topic of conversation for the last few shows, because and it's mostly women. I would say mostly the women who've been calling in to tell us, you know, their feelings of something's up, and I don't know. They usually start off with, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do about this, or I don't know where this is headed. But ultimately, like, we know where you would like it to head, you know. But then it becomes that, how do I go about doing that? And instead of worrying about all the how, you know, how to do that, the details, a lot of it is just still taking care of yourself and really taking care of yourself in ways that you have not allowed yourself to do before. And now there's an opportunity to change, as Liz said, that perception of what is expected of you from other people versus, you know, what do you want for yourself? So the difference there is that there's not an expectation of yourself. You just are, yeah. But what is it that you want versus these roles that you played over the last, you know, lifetimes, the last few years?
Yeah, last 40 years.
Yeah. So, you know, you're just looking now, you're taking this time. I mean, the answers are going to come from within. It's going to come from you. And when you have that moment to now look at what's happening and how you, not how other people are going to change, but how are you going to do things a little differently? Because you don't have, they're showing me, like, you have a costume you have to wear, like every role you have to play, you have certain costumes, a certain outfit, and those outfits don't fit anymore. In fact, you look at yourself in the mirror like, oh, you know, this does not look good. And you don't want to wear it. It's like wearing something old from, you know, when you were a lot younger, or, you know, whatever, and it's just that it doesn't fit well, it's not the right color, and you just need to go shopping. It's like you just need to decide, well, what would actually feel better, because you'll know when you try it on that feels better. And the thing that feels better is you. You, authentic you. Your own energy always feels good. Your own who you are always feels good. But when you have to put on something else to cover that up, or to represent something that you just don't need to, you don't need to represent it for 24/7. You know, that may just be an outfit you wear for 2 hours out of the day, and then you can change it. So, yeah. So this initial, like, I feel heavy, it's confusing, or not, it's frustrating, whatever those heavier feelings were in the beginning, when you can cut through some of that, because you probably do know how you want to feel. You want to feel better. You want to feel like you have the freedom to do the things you really want to do, experience. And the thing is that if we've never really cut loose and done that before, it seems like we can't do it. And it's just that we haven't tried doing it. And it doesn't have to be like a big deal necessarily, because it could just be something like, I don't want to answer the phone, or I just want to spend a day to myself, or it could be just creating that space. And that may be all you need for right now to let you move forward. So these can be, they can be seemingly very small choices, small decisions, but they can have a really big impact. The more you get used to doing these kinds of things for yourself, if you start seeing the benefits, and you start feeling, when you start acknowledging, when you don't even feel, because I feel like a lot of us just allow ourselves to I'm okay, you know, and it's not okay. Yeah. Like that level of okay is, you know, it's like, that's like the standard. That's like, well, everyone else is kind of feels a little discontent. So I guess I'll feel like that too, because that's what everyone else feels. Mm-hmm. And after a while, after a few, you know, years of that, you realize that's not satisfying at all. It's very dissatisfying. So it's not about what other people are allowing for themselves, that's your bar. You know, we have to start changing that.
Well, I'm going to head to the bar in a minute, but, you know. That's the bar she's talking about. Yeah.
So,
that was a whole wonderful bunch of guidance you just got from Alisa, and I think it would be a good idea if you replay the show and hear the call. Just connect to the energy, because it really starts with that, Maria, and is how you're going to choose to see things moving forward, even if it's very simple and very basic. You know, like when Alisa was talking about clothes and stuff. I choose to look at this outfit differently. I really like this outfit. Or, you know what? I don't want to wear this anymore. Is there a neighbor I can pass it on to? Is there a Goodwill? Can I, you know, make a bundle for the church? If you have so many possibilities, once you make the choice to no longer have the expectations of others be the burden, you can remove that burden, give it to God. So you take it now, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
That's simple. It's not any more complicated than that. And just let go of how people will perceive and react. I know that. Even on the best of days, when you're feeling good about yourself, all of a sudden, that feeling good about yourself can be destroyed because somebody rolled their eyes. We're not doing that. Yeah, she's laughing. See, I feel like I'm talking to Tessa. I said, yeah, you're laughing. Yeah. So when you can just say, actually, why don't you repeat after me? I understand and realize.
I understand and realize.
That I have no control.
I have no control.
Over the reactions and perceptions of others.
Over the reactions and perceptions of others.
Amen.
Amen.
That's it. You don't. You know, if you're making food and there's an ingredient. Let's say you made a fabulous casserole and you crumbled some bacon on it. And there's one fool who's like, I don't like bacon. You have no control over that. But it doesn't take away from the 9 other people that enjoyed that amazing food that you made.
It doesn't. You're right.
It's the same difference. Right. It's, you know, and I'm not a Bible chick at all, but I know... I don't know where this came from, but it's like the same energy. It's like the mustard seed situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same energy. It's the same. So God is impersonal. God loves everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time for you to be impersonal so that you don't take things personal. Let them have their opinion. Because at the end of the day, and this would seem like the, like this would not be the case, but underneath all of that stuff, it's about control. And when you can surrender and keep that circle of control very tight, like I can control how I feel, meaning I have choice. So switch from control to choice. You know, Janet Jackson, she could be in control, but you can have choice. So let's flip that too. Anytime you feel like you're feeling like stressed or nervous about the reactions of others, you can say, is this a control issue or do I have choice here? And then you get into the driver's seat of your life because you're still a boss. Sorry. And yeah, it's easy. You got this. This is easy. There's nothing weak about you except for your perception that you think that there's some weakness in there. That's a that's a complete fallacy. When you dismantle that veil of illusion, that misperception that you think you are weak, then the boss can come out. That's why you're irritated, and that's why you're depressed, and that's because that's all that stuff is like, no, that's not who we are. Why are you saying that's who we are? That's why you're pissed.
Yeah.
So I'll let you marinate on that. Tessa's going to be like, I told you, don't call the show. I said, Don't call them. That Liz. Don't call that show. So let that marinate and just own the beauty and the tenacity and the strength. There's nothing weak about you, so I don't accept it. Now you just have to believe that. So give us a call whenever you're up to it and give us an update. And okay, replay the show, too. There's a lot that Elisa and I both were sharing with you. So.
Okay.
All right, dear. We love you. And thank you
all
for
right,
calling.
Thank you.
All right, girl.
Love you. Take care.
Love you too. All right. Bye.
Oh.
Because it's like, don't
that's
do
such
it.
A, such a common theme lately, like with all the stuff that's been going on, so many, I mean, I would say all of us are really coming
every
to terms
time.
With,
oof.
Like, what are we going to put up with? You know, what are we going to allow?
Mm-hmm.
And I think those are actually kind of two different, concepts. You know, what are we going to put up with is a little different from what am I going to allow?
Oh, yeah.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah. And you kind of have to address both when the world is shifting and changing the way it is. And, you know, a lot of stuff is kind of is uncovered, so to speak. And you start seeing things a little more clearly, not necessarily just with other people. I mean, I think that's a mirror. You know, that's just like, okay, I'm noticing some of those things. But you, how you are amidst the crazy and what it brings out from you can really show you a lot in terms of how far you've come, or in terms of how far you have to go still. You know, and it is relative, but you know, the fact that you're paying attention to yourself is a really good thing, and not in that narcissistic kind of way, because I think that'll come out too. Come out too in a big way. That's out really big.
That's a very important point. So much of this is that if you were put into, this is why I picked up on her childhood, if you weren't taught that you know, at that critical age, being so young, if you're not taught your relevance, your significance, your importance, how are you going to figure that out when you're an adult?
Right.
So to understand that paying attention to yourself is a good thing, not the trap of narcissism, which is a very unnatural preoccupation of the self, and the misperception that everybody is just as preoccupied about you as you are, which is never the case.
Right.
Because
no,
that,
not.
Like, I know a few people that could be clinical with that. And it's...
Yeah, everyone knows some really good narcissists. Everybody can probably pick, you know, someone really good. But
I could, touch. Yeah. So what you say is a very important point, because if it never occurred to you to pay attention to yourself, and then as an adult, your soul is crying out to get your attention, then it's time to honor that request, and that's not being selfish or self-indulgent, but it's discovering something that you were never taught as a child. Because it was a time of crisis.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So that definitely applies with many people.
Yeah. Well, you have a couple more hands raised, so let's take these calls. Busy Sunday, so here we go.
Okay.
This is area code 480. Good morning, you're on the air. Who's this?
Good morning, this is Mike.
Mike!
I look at Mike, it's like Mellow Mike. That's
Mellow
cool.
Yeah,
Mike.
Well, it's 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah, but you called us at 6:30, like, okay, you know.
Yeah.
So, I could say Mellow Mike.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, all right, Hollywood, what's happening with you?
Well, actually, the business is starting to launch. The partner's finally getting his stuff together.
Great.
Like, because he's really high-end real estate, successful in music as well, so plus a family, so there's time management. And it's, of course, not going nearly as fast as I want it to.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Wait.
Yeah.
Let's go back. Say that again. Of course, it's not what?
Going as fast as I'd like it to.
Why? Why does it have to be fast?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Well,
for what?
Well, because I don't want to wait tables anymore.
True, but what has waiting tables taught you?
What has it taught me? It just hones more of the personal skill part of dealing with people and stuff like that.
Right. Right. So, because this is a transition and there's so much growth potential, that's very exciting. But also, before we can allow new things in, we have to honor and say goodbye to what we're leaving behind.
Oh, very interesting, because I just gave my notice to my bartending gig, because it's just...
There you go. Right.
And,
right.
But I still have to work, so there's a little fear that's crept in regards to, you know, finding another better spot type of thing.
Right, because it's transition, it's going into the unknown. So this is a time when you're waiting tables to remind yourself that you're still generating income. Not
yep.
that I can't wait to get out of there. You follow
right.
me?
Right. Yep.
Yeah. And you gave your notice at the place where you bartend. But are you still working there, you said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so you're still... Okay, so source doesn't know the difference. You're still employed.
Yep.
So just, you know, clean. Instead of, I want this over, I want this over, I want this over, I want this over, which is very difficult to rise above. I really understand that. If something is just taking forever, it's what I'm asking for you to do is very difficult. So I'm acknowledging that this is not simple and this is not easy. But this is part of you being that ninja warrior. I don't know why that image is coming in. Maybe that's, you relate to that. I don't know, but that picture came in, so I'm saying it. but that's really part of you suiting up and preparing for what's to come. So just remind yourself, I still have a revenue stream, and I trust that I am in alignment. That's it. So,
yep.
Yeah, I needed to highlight that point and not skim past it, because that's skimming past a part of yourself. You never want to be that person. Now, I'm not saying that this is chronic dissatisfaction yet. Okay?
Right.
Yet. So what we want to nip in the bud is that bottomless well where, well, okay, I have the house in West Hollywood, but I really want the house in the hills now. There's a lot of that where you are.
Mm-hmm.
There's a epidemic with people are successful or they're in a place like LA where it's built on that. A lot of externals. And therefore that triggers a lot of chronic dissatisfaction to the point that it's viral, it's toxic, it's epidemic. This is why I'm highlighting this, so that you can defy the illusion, the misperceptions that you can claim right now that you are indeed satisfied with who you are. I did not say satisfied with your circumstances or work, but
right.
Satisfied with who you are. So if you can just repeat after me, I am satisfied with who I am.
I am satisfied with who I am.
There you go. And then there's no room for that other BS to come in.
Right. Yep.
And that's something to hold on to as a foundation, whether you're waiting tables or you're selling $5 million homes.
Yep.
It's the same soul.
Yep.
So.
No, you're right.
Yeah. So just take that this time to line up, to breathe, to meditate. If you're not doing a little meditation practice, now's the time for this transition.
Right.
And I'm going to pop this over to Lisa and see what she has to say. But you're good. You're so good. You're so good.
I know.
Cabot. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, baby.
Like, this is basically like you in a nutshell. Like, you're ready to move something. You're ready to do it. And then you feel like you're beset by all these little delays. And then your energy, because you got this high energy. That's truly like, you know, we've had you call in at 5:30, you know, feast time, and you're like, woohoo, what's going on?
Right, yeah.
And so, you know, now it's like you've got too much on your mind, and you're trying to figure out how to fill in all those spots, those spaces that haven't been defined yet, and you don't have to worry about that kind of stuff. You will until you stop. You know, until you don't need to anymore, until you realize I'm good. And so in claiming I am satisfied with myself, then it kind of cuts all that chaos down a lot, because it's the same trick when we say just breathe. You know, when you're doing some type of meditation, whether it's sitting, which I think for you it's more active, like you have to run or something, you're just breathing. Like if you were to just really cut it down to the core, what are you doing right now? You're breathing. That's it. And in this moment, that's really all you have to do. I mean, that's as simple as it gets in this moment. But we tend to add on, and then all the other layers have to think about down the road, 30 minutes, an hour down the road, 2 weeks down the road. We try to fill in all the stuff that's supposed to happen. And, you know, no one wants to play the universe or God for that long. It's just too much, right? It's why you're in this one form. So, you know, when you can just breathe in and that simplicity, that this is all you really have to be concerned about right now in this moment, and you're good because you're doing it, then it, hopefully it kind of lightens that load to where you can kind of laugh about it. And hopefully that laughter leads to just an easing of this mental need to know every little detail, to know as surely as you can breathe in and breathe out, you know? as surely as you can breathe and breathe and breathe out, that's really all you need to know, all you need to fill in for right now. Because the rest of the time, and I get this because I know you're a Gemini, and I got Gemini friends who can think, you know, universes and create universes in the span of a breath, and they've already imagined it all. They've got a story for it, you know, and it's like, I got to get to doing that. So when you can just breathe and know that that's all you're really concerned about for right now, that's all, you check it off the list. That's the one list. Breathe. Done. Oh my gosh, you're so far ahead of the game. Because you're not being slowed down by all the other to-do lists that you can create for yourself and for other people. And it's not a measure of how much you can do, but where are you right now? And what is your potential? Your potential is amazing. I don't think everybody takes that moment to realize, well, what their potential is. And then they get to that step, well, but I can't do it. You know, so they psych themselves out. So we can stop that for a moment, okay? Stop that for a moment. So we're not trying to fill in those spaces that aren't defined, because they don't seem like this is. And they're showing me like you're trying to do the weather, you know. Well, there's a system coming in, so that could mean this, and that means I got to, you know. And then, you know, the half the time it's like, and then it moves somewhere else, because you only have like that little map, and there are borders to that map. You don't get to see the whole scope. You know, you, even our panoramic is not quite full. You know, you can only see at certain times. So just trust that the things that you are putting into motion, they are going to come in their own good time. And that's the part that we don't like, because we're like, well, if I'm going to write it out, it's going to be within, you know, 2 weeks, or within a week and a half, or by Friday it's going to do this. And when you put yourself on that timetable, and then you're trying to do everything you can to meet it, but that's everything you can do. But then there are other things involved with other people and other timelines. So, you know, let's not get into that. Let's not try to micromanage your own universe, much less the bigger universe. It's just too much to do. And you got a life to live, you know? You have to, you still have to be open to those seemingly, you know, synchronistic things that happen called miracles, you know? You have to be allowed to laugh and to wonder and to play and to have these jokes and to meet more people who may not fit your project right now, but they're important down the road. You see all these different possibilities that happen, that unfold, and you don't know the story until later on. Usually you wait till you call us and you tell us the story of what happened. And in hindsight, it seems all neat and tidy. But when you're doing it, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know that showing up to work today, you're going to meet somebody really cool that has nothing to do with your business, but everything to do with your personal life. You know, something like that.
Yeah.
So that's why all those details, all those blank spaces don't need to be filled. It's good to have a blank space. It's like having having your room, your home, and having every wall filled with a picture, you know, or a piece of art. And it's too much. You're like, it's too much. But sometimes you just really can appreciate a blank wall, because like, it's not busy. You know, you can appreciate the potential. I could put something here, or I could not. And that's what you need to get into. So when you're breathing, done. Breathe in, breathe out. That's all you need to do. It's perfect. So when you start getting anxious, just breathe. And remember that. And then the laugh. Hopefully you'll laugh. Like, breathe in, you'll laugh. It's a good breath in and a good breath out. But you got it. You got it. And I know you're going to call us back, and it'll be, you know, another like high charge, like, hey, man, this is what's going on. And we're looking forward to it, as we always are for you. And it's not like, well, we hope you call back in 3.5 weeks, because we're expecting to have a report from you. It's not even that. It's whenever you want to call in. And it's perfect. Even like this call and us noticing, oh, it's Mellow Mike, you know, we appreciate that. We appreciate that you always have something to look forward to, but you don't have to push it. It's going to come, as it always has, has it not? Oh. It's always come for you.
Yep.
You're like the cat that always lands on its feet.
Yep.
Always.
Always.
Yeah.
No, you're exactly
look
right.
Look, even if it's 2 minutes, literally 2 minutes every morning, look into sitting yourself down and just set a timer on your phone. One thing that's helpful is for the first day, you do it for 60 seconds. the next day you do it for 2 minutes, and every day you increase it by a minute, and you work yourself up to, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes, whatever it is. But if you do that for 21 days, meaning day one is 1 minute, day two, when you get up to day 21, it's 21 minutes, it will become a habit in your brain, and you're going to want to do it. It will change your whole world. That's something you have control over. So I would love, if you choose to do this, of course, I would love to hear about how that is going for you as well. And that's a commitment that you're making to yourself.
No, you're absolutely right. And that's kind of how this whole thing started way back in Michigan, was through a meditation practice. And
that's right.
I get off the tracks.
No, you're not on a track, baby. This is just a different track. You're just switching the chain. You're just going on a different route. You're not off nothing. You have a transfer. Here's your transfer. We're at the ticket counter. We're all good. All aboard.
Hey, do you think that interview is still going to air?
When you were on the
when I was on the red carpet? Press junket. Yeah.
I don't see why not.
Okay, I was just curious.
I don't see why not. When does the film come out?
Oh, the film's already out and on Amazon.
Oh.
So this was a Spanish speaking entertainment show that interviewed me separately, and I did a reading and everything like that.
Right.
And so I kind of get that maybe it might be a filler type of thing. But
it could be, yeah, and that's what they do. Sometimes they shoot extra stuff for that purpose. It very well could. You may not know about it, but you may not know about it. But I'm glad that you reminded me about that. So the PR person that arranged it, you should get a. Do you have a link of it?
No, they don't even have it.
That's very common and very, very typical. You know, you could do the job and then you don't have access to the footage or the link. What's more important? Let's say you'll never have access to it. It will never air. It doesn't matter. You did it.
Right.
So
yeah, exactly.
Whenever in your marketing materials on a website or whatever, you know, featured on Telemundo, interview, you know what I mean? For more info, contact, and then put the PR chick on there. Hello.
Right.
You know, there's always a loophole. There's always a way. And next time you cross paths with anybody that you can ask, you know, it's archived. It's in somebody's, you know, hard drive someplace.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but you can still acknowledge that you did that, and even if you got like a thumbnail image, whether there's a still, you know, that maybe somebody took of you on their phone when you were being interviewed, and if you can't even get that, there could be just a still of the network that it was aired, or a still of the film. Like, there's ways that you can dress this up.
Oh, I have the skills.
Oh, well, there you go. I rest my case. Done. That's just as good. People don't pay attention anyway. It's just as good for now.
No, that's true.
Yeah, people. If you have skills that it's proof, oh, he was interviewed. Okay, that puts you into a professional context. So they don't really need to hear the interview to know that you did it, because you have proof that you did it because you have skills. Just as good.
Yep. No, I've got the camera and then, you know, part of the camera in there. Yeah, the whole thing.
Yeah, awesome. Done.
Yep,
done.
Great point.
Proof. You have proof. That's it. So you could, that's just as valuable as the interview for right now. And if you can get the interview, because it shows you doing a reading. So the thing to be open to is in a parallel context, whether it's an event, something that makes sense, that's on the same level. It could be a different situation, but it shows you giving a reading and the reactions of people, you know, then you'll have footage of you doing a reading.
Yep. Yeah. Awesome.
So there's many ways to market thyself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, you have all the resources right there. So it doesn't matter whether it's aired or not. It's just a matter of using the resources that you have to put yourself into that context, and then to put out that energy, okay, I need footage, even better footage than that interview of me giving a reading, so that I can really establish myself in that regard.
Right.
Which is a lot more aspirational energy than, damn it, I don't have the footage.
Yep.
So you're going to get new. You're going to get better footage in a different context. That's not just isolated with one market. Like, that is very specific to one market. This can be much more accessible. So.
Love it. Yep.
You got tools. Yeah, you got tools. You got tools. So don't be a stranger danger, and be in touch, and good luck, and you're fine.
Okay, good.
All right, meditate.
Thanks.
All right.
Meditate.
Start tomorrow
morning.
Oh, you just did it for you. 6:47. Yeah, get off the phone and say bye.
Thanks so much.
All right, sweetheart, we love you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
That's
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, he's good. He's always good. Mm-hmm. That mind of his is crazy. You can fill in everything, you know. And just,
yeah.
Like, sometimes this is nice to take a break. Take a good break.
Just needed to point out, like, no. We're going to come on back. It's like
right.
Pulling the kids on their suspenders. No, come on back now. Come on back.
right.
No. Nope. Come on back.
All right. One more phone call. One more hand raised. This is area code 713. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Good morning, Liz and Alicia. This is Candy. How are y'all doing?
We're doing great,
hey.
Candy. How are you, darling?
Okay. Today I was wondering if there's any messages from Spirit.
Well, there's always a message. You just have to ask. So let me pull up the database. Just give me a second. Okay, I'm ready when you guys are.
Okay.
All right.
Stop.
Interesting how this is a two-digit number, which are very rare. The number is 10, 10. Acknowledge and energetically thank all the impactful influences in your life. These inspirations and devastations have created the evolving self. And it's very interesting because we only tend to, when we're thinking about the future, we're only thinking about things that are inspirational, things that are good. And whenever we're thinking about the past, we're thinking about things that were devastating. And
right.
The past and the future are inclusive of both. Okay, what's done in the past, it's a combination of the highs and the lows. What's happening in the future, we're not there, but it would be a combination of highs and lows. And really, all we know right now is the breath in this moment. So I'm going to read the message again, but I think it's to really honor who you are, where you've been, where you are, and where you're going. Acknowledge and energetically thank all the impactful influences in your life. These inspirations and devastations have created the evolving self. 10.
Mm. Well, the number there is a nice sequence because we usually talk about 1 through 9. But the interesting thing is now when we go forward into this 10, which is basically a 1, but it's a 1 and a 0. And that 1 means that you've moved out of the cycle of just, you know, beginnings and endings. And now it's like a new beginning with this additional presence of the 0, which has everything. So it's like having a 1 and a 9. It's really interesting because then now you've graduated to the next level. And now you're looking with a new awareness. at what you're starting. And you can't have that without taking in the things that you've already been through, all the experiences you've had. So all of those things that you've gone through, and we, like Liz says, we do tend to think remember like all the really tough stuff, you know, like, oh, I got through this. And we don't always also look at the blessings that come with that same journey. We tend to highlight the struggle, and that tends to be the basis of every show ever, everything on TV is the struggle, right?
Yeah.
Because you can't just say,
right.
You know, you can't just say, oh, I went to Grandma's house and had these, you know, got these baked goods. It's like, no, it's Little Red Riding Hood, and there's stuff along the way, and you know, like, there's like, oh my gosh, it's crazy. So because it's more compelling, you know, and it's actually what actually happened, or you know, it's in your head, that's what happened, and in a way, it's recognizing the things you got through, but they're also the blessings and the really cool stuff that happened that were like, oh, yeah, I sent you a postcard about that. Yeah, but anyway, here's a story about the big bad wolf, you know. But this is saying all of it. All of it's important, and that understanding now of who you are in light of all that is what is going to carry you through to the next phase of your journey. So I like that we go beyond the 1 through 9 and we look at these double digits, and we add in these extra vibrations that are subtle. I mean, it's different from just a 1. A 10 is different from a 1, just like a 19 is different from a 10. So you have some very subtle differences, but this 0 takes in all of it. And your direction with all of it is what that 10 boils down to. You know, your direction that you want to take, having gone through all of it, where is that going to take you? Because there are some people who've gone through all of it, and they are the most cynical, jaded, tough people, and that's the road they're going to be on until something changes it, and they actually start appreciating some of the daylight that comes through and can say, oh, yeah, that's – and without making it seem like it softens them up or makes them weak. But, you know, there's a purpose for everybody being here and everyone's perspective.
Right.
There's a purpose for it. So, you know, you've I think you get a little bit of both. You tend to be very very positive, but then you're also very aware of the struggle you're going through at the moment. So
right.
Just continue to take all that in. You know?
This is extremely interesting, ladies, because on the 1st of March, our pup turned 13, and she was with us for 12 and a half years. We had to let her go yesterday.
Oh. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, that is the you know, the end of one thing and beginning of a new life.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So that was extremely interesting.
Yeah.
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 And see, also, you know, obviously there's a lot of love for that mm-hmm. puppy and a lot
yeah.
of good memories, you know, so that's,
oh yeah,
it is a good way to illustrate that. A lot of great memories, and I'm a pet owner too, and I get it, you know, but also there are frustrations with having a pet. So, you know, you get that too, but that's a great way to illustrate
yeah.
that point.
Yeah. That was like, spot on today for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate mm-hmm. that. And, you know, it's like we all know that they go to heaven too, or up
oh,
to
yeah.
source, or wherever you want to say. And, well, I was already feeling her last night. She was playing with my cell phone.
And I don't tell me what kind of dog you had, but what I'm getting is the next time you stumble upon this, and I'm not a dog person, I know nothing about dogs,
mm-hmm.
but what is it, a dachshund? Those dogs that look like hot dog dogs? Is that
okay,
the kind
yeah,
of
yeah.
Okay, so the next time you see, I'm not getting that was the kind of dog that you that
no,
you, that's not, I'm not getting that, but what I'm getting is the next time you happen to be in the pet store, you see a toy or a shape of a dachshund or just something to get that, like a little toy, if it's in the shape of that, for you to hold on to put by, you know, on your desk or your dresser, or just that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so whatever that means.
Oh, my gosh, Liz. She actually had a toy that looked like
Shut
that
up.
When she was
Shut
a
up.
Babe.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. I got the chills. Well,
yes,
oh, well, there you go. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, I'm getting this.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not her dog, but she needs to go get a toy. So you have the toy. I'm like, well, she's going to go to the store and get the toy. So you have the, so you have the memory of that toy.
Yes.
But so if you, so, wow, because I didn't, wow, I didn't see that you had that already, but that for, if you see something like that or reminds you of, now that I get that, thank you for that verification, then get that as a physical reminder that your dog wants you to have while you're here.
Okay.
So you have to look.
I've
you have to look for a similar toy that what she had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today I was looking for a memorial box because I have a her baby blanket. It actually has like puppies on it.
Oh. Okay.
And I have her first toy, her frog.
Oh.
I have her leash and her collar that I wanted to put into like a box.
There
you
go.
Know?
Right. So you have to get, so you have to find this version of this for that you to have for yourself, not for the box, but for you.
For me. She loved that toy.
Oh my God, you're freaking me out.
She tore it up. I was like, oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, my God. I'm like, let me just say it because I don't know what the hell. Okay. Wow. That's beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies.
That. All right. Well, stay in touch.
You're welcome.
That's beautiful.
Have a beautiful day.
Yeah, you too.
You too.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
I love
that. Love you.
I love, a lot of times images and things will come in and it's almost like unsolved mysteries, you know what I mean? Like it doesn't line up with the person or does it make sense, and then we never find out.
Right.
And then it's so wonderful when I'll say the image that's coming in and then the person takes a second and they realize, oh my God, there's a connection. Like that's the best. So
that's
thank
right.
you, Candy,
yeah.
for that. That is so
Aww.
Cool. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Little wiener dog. Little
yeah. I was like, why am I getting that? Yeah, remember we had talked about your uncle, and I'm like, something about the belt.
Yeah, we still haven't found any of that stuff yet, but whatever.
Yeah, I know.
It'll
be
good.
It's in there. Yeah.
Well, we have one more hand raised. Last call.
All right, so we just want to let people know that the show will cut off at 10 o'clock, but caller, we will take your entire call, and everyone, you can listen to the show in its entirety through iTunes or in the archives and Blog Talk. Okay.
All right. Good morning. Hey, Jay.
Morning, Lisa. Good morning. How's it going? Hey, Lisa.
Hey.
Hey, Liz. Lisa, sorry.
It's okay. So we only have a couple of minutes. How are you feeling? What's going on?
Not too much. I'm just getting back into my routine again. I was actually sick for a week, almost a week. I just trying to get rid of the cold and cough, and didn't do any meditation or yoga, so I can get it back into it again today.
Yeah, this is common. A lot of people have been going through some challenges. There's a lot of energy shifting. Reverend Adam, who works with a lot of people, he's confirmed that in talking to my son, and my son shared that with me. It makes perfect sense. I'm still getting over losing my voice. It's almost back, which is why I sound a little froggy. Yeah, but there's a lot, according to him, I haven't talked to him, but from what my son shared with me is that especially those that are seekers, that those that are out there, those that are open to more than just the world of appearances, that there's just been a tremendous amount of information and downloads, whatever that means, but just a lot happening. So in order to process that, sometimes we have to slow down or just for the energies to line up. with our physical energies, it could result in fatigue, illness, et cetera. So it makes sense. Like, I'm not surprised. It's been pretty common. But it's good that you're feeling that you're coming out of it, which is great.
Yeah, thank you. And same to you, too.
Thanks. Yeah, and I'm like, people are like, so feel better. I'm like, I'm not sick. I'm not sick. I'm just, you know, a little burnt out, but that's not, to me, that's not sick.
Yeah, but then again, just to say feel better just means feel better.
True. Versus, thank you.
Versus get well, you know.
True.
Get well soon. Just means feel better. Hope you feel better.
That's true. That's true. I'll take that. That's true.
All right.
That's true.
All right. Just saying.
Yeah. You're right. No, you're right. I'm not gonna make you wrong for that. You're absolutely right. I will consider myself checked. Thank you. No, that's good. You're absolutely right. So, yeah, Jay, we just, know that this is part of what's supposed to be happening. And, you're on the upswing. So anything else you want to share before we get off?
with my mother.
Yes. Yeah, I was going to ask you
planning,
about her.
Yeah, she's planning going for the operation was, but I sent some questions to the doctor and he didn't respond back. So I'm going to send him another email and said, please answer these questions, because I just got some things about it.
Well, you can also do that. And then I would also, because doctors typically, we're not going to judge, but you know what I'm saying. So, yeah, I would send another email and in the subject line put, resent, like in parentheses.
Yeah.
And then I would also, and if you don't get an answer within, let's say 48 hours, then I would follow up with the phone call as well.
Yeah.
And sometimes that you just have to get people's attention. So I would do that. And what I had said initially with your mom, it makes sense. And if you recall, I said that, this isn't fatal, but it's not like a quick fix, like 1, 2, 3 either. So it kind of makes sense that the journey is still unfolding.
Yeah.
But get your questions answered. I think that's important, and it's a way of advocating for her, and it's a way of expressing love to her as well.
Yeah.
So that's all coming from a good place. But yeah, sometimes you have to just be on top of people. So I would do another email, wait 2 days, and then make a phone call if you don't hear. But hopefully you won't have to make the call because you get some sort of response.
That's correct.
Yeah, and that's all you can do right now. And just take care of yourself, And take the time to, heal and rest and just know that there's a reason for needing to catch your breath and needing to process a lot of new energies that are affecting many, many people right now.
Yeah.
So that's also it, too. All right. Well, listen, feel better and definitely stay in touch with us.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, thanks so much.
Okay, cool.
For listening to yours. Okay, take care.
All right, you too, sweetie.
Thank you
so much.
Love you, Jay.
Yep.
All right.
Love
so
you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, honey. So are we clear, my dear?
We are. We had one question in the chat room.
Okay, we could answer that. Yeah.
Well, it was from Raven, and so she knows. She just said, would it be possible to just check? She wants to know about this medication that her husband's on for his foot. He's having a reaction. So she wanted to have, she said, if you have time, could you give a message to Bruce? He's having a reaction to a medication they gave him for his foot.
My gut feeling is stop. I don't want to give medical advice or whatever, but my gut feeling is no bueno. My gut feeling is no, and I know firsthand, it's actually the subject of the documentary that I've been working on for the past several years that will be complete this year and will screen at film festivals next year, as God is my witness. The subject is a person that had such an adverse reaction to medication, it created a spinal cord injury, and she's been in a wheelchair for more than half her life.
Ah, wow.
Yeah. So, and I'm not, my reaction to her inquiry is not based on what I know firsthand. It was just my energetic reaction is, no. And I'm just backing it up where I know medication is like Russian roulette sometimes, especially in the pharmaceutical, you know, it's this medication today and then it's a lawsuit, you know, on TV with a commercial for a class action lawsuit and lawyers. So I'm not saying that's the case for him. It's just very serious business. And
yeah, if you have a reaction to medication, you just stop taking it and then
stop
tell your doctor.
It.
That
just
tends
stop.
To be the thing. But
Stop taking it. And I'm getting, and I don't know why, but I'm getting the image of turmeric.
Ah.
So whether she puts that in the food or she does some research about it, but that's what came in. So that's the message, Raven. I hope you get it. I don't know if she's still listening, but
she's not. But I'll she may be, but I'll mention it to her. I'll send her a message.
Oh, that would be great. I appreciate that. That'd be great. Yeah. So she could just listen to the last 5 minutes of the show. She'll get it.
Yeah.
All right. Wonderful. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we were working overtime today.
Yeah, I know. And I forgot to tell people, like, my parents' birthdays were this past week. So my dad's birthday was Tuesday.
Oh.
And my mom's birthday was yesterday.
Happy birthday.
So just put some good energy. My mom had shoulder replacement surgery the day before her birthday.
Oh, my God.
And I tried calling yesterday. She hadn't come out of the hospital yet. So, and when my dad had said, "Oh, you know, we're home back from the hospital," I was just texting him back, like, "You know, is she okay to talk?" Or, and he's like, "Yeah, she could probably use some rest." I'm like, "All right, I'll, you know."
What shoulder was it, the right or the left?
Left.
Yeah.
Left. And my brother, I'm going to visit him later on today. He had shoulder surgery, but not replacement. It was just
rotator cuff. Which one? The left or the right?
Right.
That's so interesting. Wow.
So that's been bothering him for a couple of years. My mom has already had
shoulder
stuff happen for both shoulders over the years.
Wow.
So this one, the surgery he had was the same thing she had a few months ago, and it just didn't. For whatever reason.
They needed to go all in. Well, it's very deep. Very deep.
Yeah.
This is,
well, they're like, the whole ball and socket thing wasn't quite
right.
So that's why.
It's going to be great. It's just going to take time. It's like when you guys go, when you guys travel, you know, toward the end of the year or whatever, she's going to be so happy that she did it now. It's just going to take time. Yeah, but they're both going to be good. But it's just something that can't be rushed. Yeah. Yeah, this is the worst of it now. This is the worst of it now. Yeah. But it can't be rushed. Cannot be rushed.
Same surgery or same type of surgery.
Yeah.
So to speak, shoulder on the same day.
That's insane. Well, that is so archetypal. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
No longer shouldering the burdens of the world of others. That's it. Done. Mm-hmm. That's it. Or, you know, it's time to, again, full circle moment with the show. It's time to live for yourself and your service. Thank you for your service.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, she put her time in. So this is a forced, you know what I mean? It's forced rest. It's forced. That's the only way. She's not going to stop.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and for your brother, he's knowing a happiness he's never known before.
True.
And so no longer, you know, when they say chip, you got a chip on your shoulder. Well, we're getting rid of that chip.
That's nice.
Yeah,
that's nice.
It's good for both of them. It's just right now. It's the worst of it. But I see smooth sailing, pun intended. It's just going to take time. So he has to let that go to allow in this happiness that he never thought was possible for him. He didn't feel he was worthy of it, or he didn't think it existed. He's never been happier. I know that. He's never been happier.
Yeah.
So he got to let go of that chip, because that chip no longer serves him. So it literally got that chip of the shoulder got surgically removed.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
No, when I've chatted with him, and we've texted every so often, when I chatted with him this past week because of his surgery.
Right.
He also has a new job. Someone he didn't apply. It was a client that he was working with. They kind of proposed to him, and it's based in Florida, but he can work from home.
Nice.
So you know, so he and his girlfriend are settling in, and it sounds ideal, you know, for him to be, to also be in a space because they've done a lot of work in the space. There's still more work to be done, but I mean, it sounds good for him. It sounds really good.
That's
and he's
nice.
Done a great. His girlfriend seems really supportive, so everything seems to be going really well.
That's beautiful.
And,
yeah,
so
he didn't think it was possible.
Yeah.
He did not think he did not think it was possible. And he's an archaeologist. He's digging himself out of the ashes. He did not think it was possible.
Mm.
So that's it's good.
Yeah, he sounds good. He sounds good. He does sound happy.
Good.
And
because he is.
Yeah. So
because
he is. So.
Yay. So. Love that.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, thank you for pulling us in with that and send my regards to your parents and wish them happy birthday.
I will.
Yeah.
I will.
Wonderful.
But what a great show. Thank you so much.
Yeah, what a great show. Yeah.
Sharing stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Love that. Ooh, we were busy today. Wow. And I love the thing about Candy's dog. That just made my day. Made
oh, my gosh.
Made
yeah.
my day. I love that. I love that. Yeah. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook. Check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Thanks, as always, for a wonderful show. And in the meantime, remember to
follow
the feeling
to you.
Have a great day, everybody. Love you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.